Tonight's episode of Extra Life Radio will have a special, special Scott Johnson. A very special Scott Johnson. Also, the secret code word is turd.
We must find Scott Johnson. Find him. Extra life. Extra life. Extra life.
From the snowy peaks of the Rocky Mountains, through the harsh Colombian jungle, and all over the damn American South, this is Extra Life Radio.
Old Godzilla was hopping.
Hey everybody, welcome back to Extra Life Radio. This is Extra Life Radio number 108. Holy cow. What the hell date is it? It's October 3rd, 2006. Welcome back to the show, everyone. I'm a little out of it. I've got some sort of codeine thing in my system. Turns out I'm heading toward the happy land of bronchitis. And so I'm still not feeling awesome, and I may cough during the show. If I do, I apologize profusely. Speaking of the show, it is sponsored in part by YouBuyNow.com. Go check them out and use the code YouBuyNow and save yourself 10% on that next action figure you're just dying to get. And have next to you in bed. And if you're interested in that, you might also be interested in our other sponsor. They also help sponsor the show, and that's ArcadeTown.com. If there was ever a better place to play Flash games on the internet, I don't know what it is. So welcome to the show, everyone. Ooh, got a lot to cover. And it's kind of random, so forgive me now. And forget me later. Joining me, as
Hello,
always,
Scott.
Is Obsidian from CommissionedComic.com and from the land of Columbia, where they have an excess of bananas. Welcome to the show, and how is your leg, or whatever it is you hurt?
My knee.
Well, it hurts like hell,
yeah.
Basically.
It's that bad, huh?
Shows how much Scott visits your site, huh?
Dude, I went there today. I saw it happen. I just didn't think it really happened. I got to read the rant.
Tell us a little bit about it, Obsidian.
Yeah, tell us what happened. I mean, what's the deal?
We know what happened, but...
Well, okay. Basically, what happened was...
The short version.
I trained martial arts. I was throwing a kick.
Yeah.
And as I did, the leg that was on the floor, the leg that I was standing on, bent the way it's not supposed to bend.
I heard your problem. You said you were throwing a kick. So you're supposed to actually not throw a kick.
You're supposed to kick a kick.
You're supposed to kick a kick.
Yeah.
But go ahead. Okay.
Yeah, continue.
Wait, I kick a kick?
Yeah, you can't throw a kick. What, are you lifting your leg up with your hand and throwing it?
I don't want to hear about him lifting his leg.
But that's okay, but yeah, actually, that's what happened. The leg, the knee, it bent the way it's not supposed to bend.
Mm. Well, we're sorry to hear that. So you're going to recover? Everything will be fine over time?
It'll take a while.
All right. Well, hopefully this show will help do nothing for it.
So how are you going to get back and forth to school as well right now?
Yeah.
Well, I guess riding the bike is out of the question.
Yeah.
Yeah. Although I will tell you this, that day, the day I busted my knee, I was actually about 10 or 12 miles from my house, and I was on my bicycle, and I was penniless, and I was alone, so I had to...
Wait a minute, you're penniless, alone, a broken knee, and living in Colombia. Dude, you're lucky to be alive. I'm just glad to have you here.
So what I had to do was grab my knee... Pop it back into place.
Go on.
Get on my bike.
Did you do it the cool way, like you went up next to a building and threw your knee into it?
Yeah.
No. Mel Gibson would not be proud of me. I just lay there on the floor, took it in my hands, and put it back where it was supposed to be. got on my bike and pedaled with one leg all the way to home. All the way home.
Oh my gosh, that's awesome, dude! I'm seriously, props to Obsidian for freaking coming out of the jaws of death there and making it happen. Holy cow! You had a comic to do, for heaven's sakes. You had to get home. The mission was clear.
Yeah, that's true.
Well, that's very
cool. Actually, it was Saturday. I didn't have a comic for the next day, so
yeah. Well, joining us also, as we always should say, joining us also is Brian from MissionDeep.com. Brian, hello.
Hi, how's it going?
Good. Good. Brian
is sick.
Hey, how you doing, Scott?
I'm good.
Johnson from My Extra Life.
I'm feeling a little bronchitis-ish.
Oh, really? Yeah. Well, I'm feeling a lot better, actually. I still have a little bit of a nasal stop up there, but other than that, I'm feeling pretty good.
Well, screw you then.
How's that rash?
Yeah, how is that rash?
Yeah, how's the rash? It's itchy. Itchy as always.
It's only bad when you don't use the talcum powder, right? Because it's between the cheeks? Is that what we hear?
Yeah, which is bad because when you get out the talcum powder and you really start, run or something.
Yeah.
And, then you start getting the sweat and it turns into like a paste.
Then you got to all sick, dude.
I thought you weren't supposed to use the powder because the powder makes the skin get dry and then the buns... of the buns of steel, they get flaky.
We don't want to hear how you're making freaking paste.
I hear you back.
Yeah, between your freaking butt cheeks.
No one wants flaky buns.
You ever wonder why your butt cheeks going to funnel?
Butt dandruff.
The funnel. Wait a minute. What? Say that. Yeah. Say that again.
Your butt cheeks have that little funnel right there at the back. So whenever your back sweats down, it goes right down the butt crack funnel.
Brian's moist crease. Is that what you're talking about? That's horrible. Oh,
that's
gross.
That's a real sensitive area.
Let me tell you something. You would never have the rash if you quit shaving the insides of your butt cheeks. It's just a little warning.
Oh.
A little word to the wise is all.
Well,
dingleberries,
that's all I can say.
Andrew needs to sleep. Speaking of Andrew joins us from theinstance.net and from Florida, which is also known as the Wing of America. Andrew, hello, and it sounds like your internet's holding for now. We had some trouble before the show, which is why we're starting late.
Yeah, it was acting up yesterday, so hopefully.
Did you get some tough acting tonactin?
No, I got some of that butt paste to hold it together.
Andrew has butt dandruff.
Butt dandruff.
People are going to wonder what sound I was just making, and that was my horrible attempt at a John Madden impression, and it came off terribly. Oh, well, what are you going to do?
Is that what that was?
Yeah, just barely that.
Have you been working on that all week?
I thought with the crusty voice I could work it, I could...
Who's John Madden?
Oh,
who is the football John guy? Madden. Is that the football guy?
Yeah, he's the most famous football guy in probably the world, as far as commentator stuff.
Oh yeah, okay. I'll ask you this, Scott.
Okay.
In how many places of the world do they play American football?
America.
Let's see. America, Europe, Japan.
Yeah, that's right. Good point. Yeah, they
play
it
your
everywhere.
Face.
Football.
Canada.
Canada, that's right. They have a Canadian football team. Hey, whatever happened to that Extreme League? Remember that thing that was on for about a year? What was that called?
It was the McMahon did Wrestling Federation.
Yeah, what was that called?
Yeah, XFL.
XFL. The Extreme Football League. That's so stupid.
Yeah.
The rest of the world plays rugby.
It was extreme because they didn't wear any kind of stuff, and each player on the team had a weapon of some sort.
Yeah,
they would like a mace.
They could only carry one. If you didn't, there was a penalty.
Magic missile.
Yeah, death.
that's what the quarterback yelled as he threw the football.
Hey, speaking of magic missiles, Brian, you told me the other day you saw some LARPers around your neighborhood. What was the deal?
I hung out with them.
Oh my
god! I had to meet these guys. I went to our local park, and there was a gaggle of LARPers out there with their styrofoam.
A gaggle? That's what you call a group of LARPers? when several gaggle. LARPers gather, it is called a gaggle.
A gaggle.
Not a herd.
Because people walk by and go, gah.
Were they throwing rocks and yelling lightning bolt and stuff, or no?
No, well, they did. They did. They did not take themselves too seriously, so they did do that from time to time. They were just kidding, though.
Yeah,
but they had some great looking little swords out there. A lot of good craftsmanship on these little.
So you were at a park looking at other guys' swords.
Yeah, that's
what I do.
Awesome, dude. Awesome.
Look at this fake sword. It's awesome and it's shiny.
And hold on, these guys were like in their 30s, right? Mid to late 30s.
Yeah, all these guys were like my age.
That's
awesome. 30, 30, you know,
35, something like
and
that.
But, yeah. And they all live in like a basement, and they're not married. And
Mom, I'm going to the park. Leave me alone. These
so, so you were basically like a hero to them, huh?
Yeah, yeah.
That's great.
I'm married. I get laid.
I'm married.
Ooh.
All right, well, let's jump to some news here.
Magic missile!
People have complained at us because I, and by association, you guys, did not attend this year's Podcast and Portable Media Expo in Ontario, California, which commenced and ended
invited.
Last week. Well, it would have cost you big money.
Wait a minute. Who complained? If it's Len, it don't count.
Yeah, no. Was
Len,
that the clown?
Len complained, but so did pretty much the whole of the Tripod Network. They were just not. They didn't complain. They were sad we didn't go. Because apparently,
okay, that's different.
Now, the other thing is, people that came up...
I'm sad we didn't go,
For our defense, Scott never told us.
Yeah, right.
Well, in my defense, where are my plane tickets?
Exactly. He's not spending $3,000 to come to some silly thing in California. Not that it's silly. Oh, boy, I'm getting in trouble now. But anyway, the point is this. I am going next year regardless, and maybe more of us will, but I'm definitely
going.
You
were.
Well, I am. I am now, for sure. But the funniest thing about it, they
called up and threatened him.
The funniest part about it was Len told me that Scott Fletcher spent the entire time pretty much drunk, which is great.
I actually saw pictures of that where they're dancing on the pole.
Yeah, he's working
the pole,
awesome.
Dude. He's working the pole.
I think he was sauced most of the time, and they didn't see him a lot. But he did mention, "Hey, where's Scott? Where's Extra Life Radio?" And a lot of people, even people that walked up that aren't other podcasters, you know about us, even just listeners came up and said, "Hey, where are those guys?" So apparently we were missed.
See?
Now, according to last year when I missed it, we got a little piece of audio from Clinton from the Comedy Forecast. He's also part of Tripod Network. He wasn't back then.
The guy's name is what?
Clinton. Don't say it.
Oh, I'm not going to say anything. I'm not going to say anything.
He would love it if you didn't.
I instantly channeled what O was thinking.
Like Bill Clinton, not Bill Clitoris or whatever you're headed with that. See, I said.
You know, I didn't say anything.
It was me. It was all me. But he sent in a little report last year of people kind of chiding me for not going. And this year would be no different, apparently. And so let's listen to what he has to say. This is pretty good stuff. You get to hear a lot of the other people who were
Isn't
sad.
Isn't chiding what happens when you have uncomfortable underwear?
That's what's happening to Brian right
that's
now.
That's chafing.
Oh, chafing.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, chiding is not it. Okay, here it is.
Chides when you put those little green chides on your potato.
Oh, dude.
No, that's chives. Good God, people.
All right, here's Clinton from the Comedy Forecast with his reaming of me and us. Here you go.
Hi, this is Clinton from Comedy Forecast and a fellow Tripod Network member. Well, for the second year in a row, Scott, you were a no-show at the Podcasting and Portable Media Expo in Ontario, California. I am very disappointed in you. Oh, Brian, Andrew, and Obsidian, we all missed meeting you. It's just that Mr. Johnson here claimed he was thinking of going and then ditched us. So, I asked fellow Podcast Expo attendees their thoughts on this matter. Here's what Julian from In Over Your Head had to say.
Clinton and I... We have all sorts of cool friends. You know, we have, everybody just loves us here down at the Podcast Expo in sunny Ontario, California. And it's just a shame that you missed this opportunity to be together here with us and all of the A-list celebrities that are here. They love us to death. That's what they do. And it's like, you could have been a part of this, but you're not. It wasn't my decision. It wasn't Clinton's decision. It was yours, and you missed. I'm just sorry. I'm very sorry. I will pray for your soul.
Len from Jawbone Radio gave us a bit more insight into the issues of why Scott wasn't there.
I think Scott has a lot of fear in his life. I think that he's really working through some issues, and I'm praying for him.
Craig Stepp from Technorama and Valid Syntax took things one step further. He had a church choir behind him.
Well, first, it's the Asian people and Japanese. And I just don't understand how I can go on listening to somebody as insensitive as you. And now to slight us by not showing up to the pod expo. I don't understand you anymore.
Was sympathy swinging away from Scott? Oh, absolutely. Aaron from The Big Show chimed in with his thoughts. Had Scott lost his podcasting street cred by missing the expo?
I think he had absolutely no cred to begin with. And now that he's going to Mountain Cat or Mountain Mountain Race. What was he going to? Coors Mountain Con. Scott, did you actually go? Did you actually go? I don't think so. No. You wanted to get everybody else to go. It was like one of those jokes that you play in high school, like, yeah, I'm going to go to that party, dude. You really should go. And all your friends say, yeah, show up and looking like Kiss, and then everybody else dresses normal, and you show up looking like Kiss, and they laugh at you. Like, didn't you get my email? That's what this was. You're a shyster, sir. You're a shyster. You should be ashamed of yourself. Really.
I tried to get some sympathy from Scott from Charlie of Israelisms. I asked Charlie how he felt about Scott not being there.
I actually don't think that there is such a person. I think it's just a horrible rumor that I'm beginning to, like, it's starting to get to me a little bit. Don't tease me. All right? Just, you know, tell me the truth. But now this is, you know, the second year in a row, and it's gotten to the point where, okay, you know.
So you feel he's actually a rumor and does not actually exist?
Right. Along with, no, actually, I have more faith that there's the Easter Bunny.
What can I help you with?
Yeah, I would expect to see the Easter Bunny before I would see Scott Johnson.
Woo! Finally, there was this observation from Chad of PodcastRant.com.
Scott Johnson should go back to that hole that he calls the webcomic community, because they're the only ones that will deal with his sorry ass.
That just about sums it up, Scott. Be there next year, or you're dead to us, pal.
All right. Once again, Clinton has outdone himself. It was great. You know, the point, the dude... Look, if I don't go to the show next year, it means I'm going to get another big, great piece of audio from Clinton. I should miss it every year. Because then we get, you know.
Scott, I'm going to save you all the trouble. Okay, it's okay. It's okay. It's okay, Scott. It's okay.
It's okay.
Look, people, what happens is this. Scott Johnson, when he goes to a convention, he has to shake a lot of hands. And that normally makes him sick.
Yeah.
So what happens is he decided that he couldn't shake people's hands anymore.
Yeah.
He's doing that neck flip.
Now call me fat so that one guy will get pissed. That one guy that you know.
Like I said, Scott,
you're not fat. You're just a whole lot of man.
I'm just big boned, yeah. What are you saying, Andrew?
While we were listening to that, we should all show up next year in a limo like rock stars.
Except that when we get out of that car, no one will know who the hell we are, except these like
five
people.
Yeah, they'll be like, who the hell are these four dudes?
Yeah, who are those guys, and what do they think they're doing in a limo? Security!
Well, send me a plane ticket, and I'll even show up at a cross-stitch convention. I have no problem.
Now that I would like to see. I wouldn't miss that for the world.
That's very good, Beatrice.
Yes, it was a very successful thing. And later in the show, although I better make sure this is still true. Okay, it is. We are having Len from Jawbone Radio is going to give us a quick report on how everything went there. He was featured.
So he's going to berate you in person.
Yeah, probably. We'll see how it goes. But I may actually record something with him at the break and then play it separate. I don't know. I haven't figured it out. We'll work it out.
He's going to go bees in a basket on you.
He may. It did sound like a lot of fun, and if you just go to Flickr and search for PME, it'll show you tons of photos of people at that thing. So, PME, Podcast Media Expo.
Yeah, I thought he said pee on me. I was like, what the hell are you talking about,
Scott? Go search for pee on me if you get a chance.
Pee on me.
If you just get a minute, that would be the thing to do. Okay, Friday night is the grand return of Season 3. Well, not the return, but the start of Season 3 of Battlestar Galactica. Is anyone else here pumped as I am?
Oh, woohoo!
I'm so excited. No one else?
I'm excited.
Okay.
I'm so excited.
I am excited. I'm a little apprehensive.
You're what? You're apprehensive?
Have you been watching Heroes?
No, I'm excited and a little bit apprehensive about the new Battlestar Galactica. They left it in such a state last year that I'm like, okay, what the crap are they going to do now?
Well, yeah. The thing is, people are now fat and have mustaches, and that threw me off a little bit.
And I must say, there's been two other shows that I was so excited at the end of last year because of the buildup to the season finale that when the new shows came on, they changed the show in such a way that I'm like, I don't know if I really wouldn't even want to watch it this year.
What shows?
Like Ghost Whisperer.
Yeah.
And
Wait, you watch the Ghost Whisperer?
Ghost Whisperer is actually a fairly decent show, believe it or not.
I'm getting in my...
That's not much of a review. That's not much of a review. It's actually a fairly decent show.
Just shut up. I'm just going to tell you why it's a decent show.
He watches it because he wants to see Jennifer Love Hewitt half naked running around.
There are certain elements of
Wait a minute. That would make me watch a show.
There are certain elements of this show that make it worth watching.
Okay.
And Jennifer Love Hewitt's boobies are one of them.
Okay, two of them, really.
There are two of them. Yeah. Two of the major points of the show.
But no, it's not a bad show. It's kind of a lighthearted kind of look at it really like it what she does, which is talk. Yeah. Which is, yeah, she talks to the dead people and gets them to cross over.
Do you spend a lot of your time, Brian, watching Lifetime?
Yeah, I love Lifetime. Not without my daughter, too.
Not without my...
Jihad Boogaloo.
Jihad Boogaloo? Did you say Jihad Boogaloo?
Yeah.
Jihad?
That's what he said.
All right, so what do you think? So, Brian, we know
if
you're...
If you haven't seen it, of course you've seen it. Last season, at the end of last year on Ghost Whisperer, they killed off one of the major characters.
Okay. It wasn't one of the ghosts, then.
It was one of her boobs. She jumped the shark.
They jumped the shark, and now she's whispering.
And it bit off a boob.
She's whispering to live people now. Is that the problem?
But now it's a real dark show, you would expect it to be in the beginning. I was kind of hoping it wouldn't be a dark show. It was kind of lighthearted, kind of like.
Why would you not want it to be a dark show?
Quantum Leap was. It was kind of just a lighthearted show, but it was kind of a serious.
Do you snuggle when you watch this?
Yeah, I do. I snuggle with my wife. That's right.
That's wrong.
I snuggle with my significant other. Yeah, that's right, baby.
I may try Ghost Whisperer just to say I've watched it. But Brian, have you seen this new Jericho show? And what are your thoughts?
I watched Jericho and I love it.
I've heard a lot of good things about it. I've seen the first two episodes,
and it's just great pacing.
I mean, I have to agree. Have you seen the first two also? Yeah.
It's awesome.
So give us the breakdown of it without giving away too many spoilers.
On Jericho, because this happens in the first episode.
It's the day after.
It's basically the day after there is a nuclear attack near the city of Jericho.
That's pronounced knuckler.
Knuckler?
Yeah, a knuckler. A knuckler attack near Jericho.
Where's Jericho?
They don't know to what
extent.
He was a bullfrog.
Oh, wait, no, it's Jeremiah.
Where was Jericho, though? Is that in, like, the Middle East or
Colorado,
something?
Right?
Oh, it is?
No, it's Arizona.
Oh.
Anyway.
Jericho. Anyway, go ahead.
France.
Anywho's, it's all about them being stranded because they see the bomb go off in the distance. Everything is wiped out as far as their communication and everything, so not able to communicate with anybody.
Okay.
It's Fallout, so the TV show.
They have no idea what's going on. They don't know if there's been full-out nuclear war, if there was an accident, or what. And so that's basically how it starts. And I won't tell anything else.
Okay.
Giant insects.
All right. Well, my plan is to BitTorrent. There's two episodes, right?
Yep.
Two episodes so far. The third one will be on this week, Wednesday, I believe.
Okay. I love this kind of apocalyptic Mad Max sort of gunslinger sort of futuristic
crap.
It's not too much.
It's still pretty civil. At this point, it's pretty civilized.
Okay.
No one's freaking out or anything. There's a few people freaking out, about gas or whatever, but nothing big.
Okay. But it's going to grow into that. People are going to start flipping.
Yes. When somebody passes gas, you got to at least
freak out.
Yeah, yeah. I don't care if there has been a nuclear bomb blown off here. You ain't going to fart around me, buddy.
So hold on. Can you tell me if anybody in the cast is of note? Is this anyone we know?
No. Yeah, the lead actor, he's done a couple of things.
The lead actor was...
Is he Dean Cain?
No, he's not Dean Cain.
Then why do I want to watch this show?
He only watches things.
Because he looks like Dean Cain. How about that?
The one guy is from Simon and Simon, wasn't he?
Simon and Simon.
He's a Dean Cain lookalike?
Yeah, and they got the robot from Riptide in there.
He's riding around town
with the... what did you call it? Geiger meter?
Yeah, so they got the robot from that show. They got Perry King from the freaking Tron, whatever his name is. I can't remember his name. And they got the freaking, I can't even remember the other thing. That sounds like a great show.
The budget got tight near the end.
What channel? Yeah. What network is this?
Isn't that CBS, right? It's CBS. Yeah. Yes, it is CBS because you can watch both the episodes streaming live on InnerTube. So if you go to CBS.com.
On the InnerTube.
You can watch their little thing on the InnerTube.
That's only if the InnerTubes are not clogged.
If the InnerTubes are not clogged.
Yeah, it's not a truck. It's a freaking tube. It's a series of damn tubes. What?
But the quality's not bad, even watching it online like that. I actually downloaded and watched high-definition quality versions of them, but I watched them on the TV, too, on the inner tube thing, and it wasn't too bad.
Okay.
Do you save copies of Ghost Whisperer?
I do not save copies of Ghost Whisperer. I have to watch those and then destroy them.
Yeah, don't let anyone know you've been there.
Yeah.
That channel, that's on that CW now, or whatever it's called, right?
Yeah, what does that stand for, CW?
I don't know. It used to be the WB combined with those guys over at UPN. So what's the... I don't get the C.
I think the C stands for crappy W.
Crappy Wiener?
No, it's a crazy... it's a follow-up channel to Lifetime. This channel is called Crazy Woman Channel.
Crazy Woman Channel. I think Oxygen...
Are you kidding me?
Oxygen's the Crazy Woman Channel. let's see. What else are we doing here? All right, we had a little glitch. We fell out of the show. My gosh, it was like 25 minutes ago, but we're back.
I fell out of my chair.
And the stick cam thing went dead. Sorry to anybody who's in there. We apologize. But, you know, it's just nothing's cooperating tonight. All this stuff's just weird.
We're live?
They're trapped.
Yeah, we're
like
going, dude.
Mimes.
We're going. No more hanging or no more fooling around. Okay, I wanted to talk about Heroes real quick. Have you seen, who's seen both episodes?
I have.
Brian?
Do we need another hero?
I saw episode one today. I got TiVo'd part two.
Okay, let me just say this about that show. It has huge potential. It has great ideas. I love anything that deals with this sort of stuff, so it doesn't matter if it's crap or not, I'm going to watch it. However, who's breathing on the microphone? Who is like totally nosing
that, it? That is Obsidian.
Oh. Dude, adjust your mic a little.
When he gets close to Brian, he gets like that.
Oh, that's nasty.
Yeah, he got me all hot and bothered.
I can smell your boogers from here. So here's the thing. So Heroes, the writing sucks, and the dialogue's worse, and the acting's pretty lame.
Yeah, yeah.
So
the only dialogue I really have liked so far in the first episode was the Japanese character.
Yeah, he's actually got some energy to him, and he should be the stupidest thing in the show.
Yeah, yeah, exactly.
Yeah, it kind of bugs works me out a bit. And this next episode, Brian, when you see it, don't email me and tell me if you didn't think it was like a, it was like they were trying to be Seven while they were making this show.
I'm going to go on the record and make my prediction now that it won't finish the first season.
Oh, that sucks. I want it to be good, but you know what? I hate to admit this.
Yeah, but
I think you're right.
If you notice, it's certain shows like that just don't last.
Well, it's all about quality.
That Lost has lasted as long as it has.
Yeah, no, I mean, the thing with Lost is it's well written and well acted.
Yeah, yeah.
This is not well written.
Yeah, I agree. I think the problem with the Heroes is they don't take themselves serious, and they don't consider themselves kind of a science fiction fun either. They're kind of like in the middle, and you can't be. It just makes it kind of a very lukewarm kind of a show. It's not very
plus it's totally 90210. Everybody's too young and pretty.
Yeah, it's like what's the power of the porn chick? Does she turn into the Hulk and kill people?
No, she seems to be very angry. That's what I was thinking. Yeah.
She's obviously, it's an alter ego thing, obviously, because she's
herself
in the
mirror.
Yeah,
it's like she blacks out, turns into Hulk, and then it's like the Hulk / what is the guy? Silence of the Lambs guy.
Yeah. I'll tell you right now, the two compelling characters to me, period, are the Japanese guy, and he has no right to be, but he is. And the other one is the dude, the guy that's not supposed to be able to fly that ran for office and won and can fly. The reason that interests me is because he obviously wants nothing to do with this.
Well, the thing is I get the feeling that he can fly and his brother can't fly, but his brother can levitate.
Oh, maybe. I don't know.
You know, like they both have. I actually like the cheerleader.
I do too. That's what.
Who can like, how she's like. Tried to kill herself so many times.
Yeah. I thought that was one of the more interesting characters myself was a cheerleader character.
Yeah, she's okay. I think it's too convenient that the dad happens to be her dad. That's just goofy. Maybe they'll
explain
that later.
But the thing is I think he's her dad because he knew about her parents. So I think that's how he probably got himself assigned to be her father from the beginning.
As I sit and watch
the
show.
She's adopted, that's right.
As I sit and watch that show, I feel like I felt while I was watching Invasion.
I liked Invasion.
I liked Invasion okay. But
in fact, I bought the box set.
I know. You liked it too much. But the point is you watch...
You buy anything in a box.
You buy any special edition, anything. If it's got a figurine of a naked dude, you
buy it. Special edition. Special edition Obsidian's turd. Now with corn. I'm buying that.
Dude, now with corn.
You would.
But no, you know what I mean? It just kind of has that feeling of, well, this is cool and I'm enjoying it, but it's not going to go more than this season or maybe less. And yeah, that's how I feel about it. So I don't know. I'm sad to say that. I wish I felt different. But they didn't...
Heroes reminds me of Surface. Every episode I watched of Surface never made it a full season before it got canceled. But every episode, I was up and down. Like, I'd watch an episode and like it. Next episode, I'd be like, this show is crap. Then the next episode, it'd be good again. Like, they couldn't make up their mind whether they wanted to be a family show or a science fiction show.
You know what the problem is, don't you?
ET ripoff.
Both those shows were on NBC, and NBC can't commit to any type of show.
That's true.
They just can't.
That's true. They don't.
CBS is hardcore. They're really committing. They go all out. You know, yep. CSI, man, they went all out.
Yeah.
Yep. Well, yeah, they got three of them. Now.
Look how they even have, what is it, the CSI Miami, and I hate that one.
You know what? I kind of there's the one thing I like about that show, and it's how bad that actor is. He's terrible.
Yeah,
I've always
can't
thought
stand
he's bad.
Him.
And I like and there's something so bad about him that it's actually kind of good. It's hard to explain, but I like to watch him kind of do his thing, and I wish I was a good impersonator.
Interpreter.
Thank you.
Oh.
And I do his voice, but I can't do it. Okay, let's jump ahead. A couple of little more small bits of news. I mentioned this in the blog, but I bought Doom for the Xbox Live Arcade 360.
Sorry.
It's good. It's like
Doom 3?
Doom 1. The original Doom.
Oh, the original.
Yeah, and it's really good. It's got four-player co-op. It's got four-player deathmatch online. It's totally faithful and true to the original. I'm actually having a blast with this thing, and I didn't expect to. I kind of thought, well, this will be, you know, $10.
I think the same thing's going to happen with the Nintendo Wii. It seems like one of the more popular things about the new Xbox is the ability to play all these old games.
Well, that's where the Wii will win if they do it right. No pun intended with the words there.
Well, what is that noise?
Did they lower the prices on it?
On what?
On the old games for the Wii?
No, they're still the same.
Same.
One thing I think is really cool is they just announced that the Wii Virtual Console is going to start getting Commodore 64 games.
Yeah, so they've got Commodore games, Genesis
Sega,
games, yep, and what
Dreamcast,
was the other one?
Dreamcast.
NEC TurboGrafx.
Yeah, they've got like almost all the old games. All they got to do now is cut a deal with ColecoVision and Intellivision.
Yeah,
and they've got it like wrapped up.
Yeah, and they'll need to make relationships with Konami and Namco and get some of the classic stuff like Pac-Man and all that. Just so
all
they can
the old
compete.
Mega Man games. And
yeah, it could be wicked awesome. So I'm pretty excited about how their service will pan out. But I just was really impressed. But what made me sad is how old I am. Because here it is, Doom, right?
And classic.
And I'm playing it, and it's suddenly a classic, and I can download it for $10. I remember when that was brand new and we were playing the demo level that we got off the internet, which wasn't really anything then, and we played it in our office until like 1:30 in the morning.
We went further back than that. The big thing at the community college here was when the first Wolfenstein came out, Wolfenstein 3D, they had it like...
Whoa, 3D.
It was like projected onto a projection screen, and they had like three machines wired together, and there's like a crowd of people watching this.
Oh, yeah.
Like going, oh my God, this is awesome.
Classic days, man. I wasn't even that young. I was
20. You know what I remember? You know, there's something very, very particular I remember about Doom when it came out. I had been playing like Wolf 3D, you know, back and forth for a while, and a friend came and he's like, you know, there's another game, it's called Doom, and the coolest thing about it is that when you run, he actually moves the gun. It's like you're actually running.
Yeah. It has the head bob and stuff.
Yeah. It made my wife
that's
sick.
My
wife tried to play deathmatch
like
with me. She had to puke.
Yeah, I hate that too. Yeah. That's what I was looking about Quake is the weapons coming directly out of the middle of your chest.
Yeah. I always thought the rocket launcher was a little phallic for my taste. I thought that was a little weird. It made me feel funny when I watched it. But boy, there's never been a rocket launcher like that one again. That thing was rocking.
Brian didn't that didn't bother him because he would play that game for a while and then he would watch some more episodes of Ghost Whisperer.
That's right.
Yeah, back in the early 90s, of course. So, yep. Brian, we were talking earlier today about this Microsoft Zune player.
Yes.
You.
If that is indeed how you pronounce it.
I think it's Zune. It's not Zune or
Zune. I know. What the crap? What kind of name was that? Well, where'd they pull that from?
It's kind of a dumb name.
I don't know.
That
was Steve Ballmer.
It has to do something with tune.
Developers.
It was Steve Ballmer's drunken rambling came up with that name.
No. Obsidian makes a good point. What if it is to rhyme with tune? That could be. That very well could be. Boy, the smart guy lives in a weird place.
That's my theory.
Yeah.
Well, it's still lame.
Now, anyway. What do you think about how this thing looks, though? That you were complaining to me earlier about how you think this is a butt-ugly
thing. I
think
that thing is huge.
It is a huge block chunk of crap.
It's like,
I think, when you tell it looks like, I'll tell you what it looks like. It looks like someone took a pocket PC, took the innards out, and threw it inside a voltmeter.
It reminds me of, remember when the first set of the Creative Labs jukeboxes came out, how they were like outrageously big
and
heavy? That's what that thing looks like to me.
Yeah, it's a beast.
It is. So it looks like an old TV remote control. I mean, it's just huge, ugly, and blocky.
Now, I like the screen. It's actually kind of sharp, pretty cool. It's a nice large
screen.
Oh, the
screen is cool.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'll give him that. But is this an iPod killer? No, not in my opinion. I'm supporting the Apple. I'm just saying, when you own 80% of the market and something like this comes along and it looks like a brick and the features really aren't that big a deal, it's not, you just don't jump up and down.
I'm like, on the features. One of the features they do have is they're allowing people to swap songs.
Wi-Fi,
like you can go up to... you can go up Wi-Fi. You can go up to somebody else who has songs, friend, and you got a 3-play or 3-day trial, I think is what it's called. And you can play it on your machine up to 3 days, and after 3 days, it like backs it up to your hard drive, and you can't play it unless you purchase the song. But
is that true?
What happens?
Is that true of MP3s and stuff, or no? Is that just their DRM stuff?
I think it's just DRM stuff. I'm not 100% sure on that. I need to do some more reading.
That would make sense. And that's a pretty cool feature if you can find another Zune owner. And
I heard also if I heard also if you have enough of the Zune units, you can build a house out of them.
Yeah.
Yes,
you wouldn't
indeed.
Need many.
No, yeah, you wouldn't.
You wouldn't need many.
You just need a few for a good foundation, and you're good to go from there.
And they're brown. Who the crap thought brown is the new black? Shut up.
Yeah, that's pretty ugly.
Brown is not. Brown looks like crap on electronics.
Literally.
Now, Obsidian.
I mean, it does.
Obsidian, is this all the rage down where you are? Are you looking forward to the Microsoft Zune player?
Dude, people are just getting guy pods here.
Wait a minute. By the time Obsidian starts getting the Zune, it'll actually be up to date with the other technology of MP3
players.
That's right.
You'll be able to get Temple of Doom on it just like you're getting in the theaters now. Oops. Thing, sorry.
You know, you guys are not getting an opinion out of me on this.
All right, fine.
Do you know why I buy a PC instead of Mac equipment?
Why?
It's because I have the ability to, buy whatever I want to put in there. And sure, my PC is ugly, but I built it myself. I know what's in it.
He got cut out, dude. All right, that's as good a time as any for me to cut to a break. I don't know why. We're having so many technical glitches tonight, but hey, it's still entertaining, right? We'll be right back in a minute. Before that, we're going to listen to Rico's reviews, his science fiction reviews of the week, which is always good times. And we'll be right back.
Hello again, everyone. This is Rico from the Treks in Sci-Fi podcast, and this is another edition of Rico's Reviews. This week, I decided to do something a little different, and I'm going to talk about a book that I read recently. This book is by a very young author. His name is Christopher Paolini, and the name of the book is called Aragon. This is a fantasy novel set in the times of dragons and dragon riders, elves, dwarves, great wars, battles, and all kinds of exciting adventures for Aragon and his companions. I really enjoyed this book quite a bit. I found it very refreshing from the typical sort of regurgitated fantasy novels that are coming out a lot these days. There's sort of a new kind of interesting twist on things in the book. There's a lot of very charming elements in there, lots of relationships. I don't want to give too much away, but I really, really enjoyed the book, and I highly recommend it. I'm actually reading the second book in the series called Eldest right now and finding it just as good. The main reason I wanted a podcast about this week is there is a movie coming out called Aragon on December 15th, so I'm highly encouraging everyone out there listening to pick up the book and read it before you see the movie. I think from the trailers, the movie looks really good. So I think that's just going to be about it for this week for me. This is Rico signing off. Go pick up Aragon. Read the book before you see the movie. Bye-bye for now.
Hey, we're back. Hey, thanks, Rico, for your fine reviews. Enjoy those every week, and I hope you continue to bring that to us. Let's get back to the show. I had a question for Obsidian. This deals with the PS3, something he wants to buy. A couple of days ago, it was revealed what the PS3 kiosk is going to look like in the middle of retail stores. Now, I don't know if you saw this on the blog or not, but that kiosk is the size of freaking... I don't know what to compare it to. It's like a truck container on its end. It's ginormous. Now, my question
ginormous.
Is...
Ginormous.
My question is am I helping them recoup their kiosk price by spending $600 on a console? That's the question I ask. Hello?
You know, well, okay, the question... no, the answer I give you is... Look, I mean, not personal here, Scott, but I am sick and tired of everybody complaining about Sony.
I know. They
you
are
know,
such a target.
I bet if they made a small kiosk, you'd be saying, oh, why is the kiosk so small and cheap? Didn't I pay for a big kiosk?
Exactly.
I mean, if they made a small one, it would be a problem. If they made a big one, it's a problem. If they made a very luxurious one, it's going to be a problem. If they make an ugly one, it's going to be a problem. If they make it like it looks like Nintendo, they're ripping it off.
Yeah.
If they make a totally different one, oh, they're just trying to do something stupid. I mean,
so what's
Sony
the solution?
Is just not going to win with you guys.
So unless they filled the kiosk with bacon.
So what's that actually would work for me. So what is their what's their solution then? I mean, okay. You it's easy to say that Sony right now is a huge target for a lot of people, no matter what they're doing. Webcomic artists, satirists, blogosphere people, the press in general. How does Sony pull themselves out of that target? How do they get that bullseye off their butt?
Well, I mean, I'm no market expert. I don't know much about anything, to be honest. But if you ask me what I think, well, I think they don't have to do anything because, I mean, I'm not saying it's going to be a bestseller. I'm not saying it's going to sell like fresh bread.
Ooh,
but
yeah.
But I do think this, and it's that it's going to sell just the same. I mean, people are still going to buy it. Even if it still costs $600, which it doesn't anymore, but even if it still had that price.
Oh, yeah, it does. Only in Japan it went down. The same price here.
I didn't you guys say that later on they lowered it in the USA also?
The only place I saw was the Japanese market, and if it's different, someone write us and tell us. Which would be great. If they get that thing down to $440 or whatever it was, that'd be great. I'd actually consider one at that point.
I read that later on they had lowered it in the US as well. Anyway, I mean... One or the other, it's relevant to me. I can't buy it anyway. But, but I mean, even if it still costs $600, people would still buy it. And, I mean, it's not going to be a total flop. That I remember reading from your site, the 10 myths about video gaming, and the first myth was that the PS3 is going to fail. That is not true. It is not going to fail. Maybe it's not going to be the best seller, but it's not going to fail. So I am just sick and tired of people complaining and nagging and saying, Sony dropped the ball. Sony dropped the ball. Who gives a crap about the ball? I mean...
Well, Sony will, because it's going to kill their bottom line. If they cannot sell what they need to with the PS3 and get the third-party support they need and sell enough games for the thing, that is bad news for them and their investors. There's no way around that.
And their next-gen consoles.
Yeah.
Well, okay, first off, I mean, as I said, I'm no expert here, but I will say this. Not being an expert, I still know at least enough to know that you and all the people that are complaining, and none of us, basically... None of us know the whole story.
We do know the story of Sega and the Dreamcast.
Yes, and, but they're not Sega and they're not the Dreamcast, and you basically don't know what they're doing. The console hasn't come out. Let's wait for it to come out, and until it comes out, when they come out with a kiosk that, in my opinion, looks pretty cool, why don't we just say, ooh, that's a really big kiosk? I mean, why is it that Americans seem to love everything that is huge, but when Sony comes out with a kiosk that is freaking huge, oh, no, that's bad.
Okay, A, that's a silly stereotype. I could care less about things that are huge. Secondly, it has nothing to do with any of that. What it has to do with is every generation has a whipping boy. Right now it's Sony, and they're not doing anything to help themselves, and it's fun, and it's satirical, and I have a good time with it. The truth is...
But that does not make it right.
Well, it's not intrinsically morally wrong, either. It's just a stupid company. The point is...
You know what I was talking about these days?
Poor Sony!
I was talking with a friend, and I will say right now, this is a theory of a friend who I will not name, because a lot of people on this... And that will be listening to this know who he is, and you know they might email him because.
So you're bringing such intrigue into this. We're going to try to find out. Okay, go ahead.
No. It's because if anybody says Nintendo is not perfect right now, then they're the devil. I was talking to a friend right now, and I was talking to him about how I'm gonna somebody's gonna send me a Wii and all that kind of stuff, and he told me what I think Nintendo's gonna flop. So I said, dude, get out of here. I mean, even I think it's going to be cool.
Well, exactly.
But wait. Okay, so he says, you know what? I think it's going to flop. And I said, why? And he said, look, it is so overhyped right now that it's going to be a disappointment. I mean, no matter how good it is, it is so incredibly overhyped right now that it's going to be a disappointment. I mean, it always happens when people raise their expectations so friggin' much, they just have to be disappointed. People are expecting so much out of the Wii that there is no way the Wii is going to fill people's expectations.
Well, I'm not sure about that, but
this, I know this is all I expect out of the Wii. I expect okay graphics. I expect a good set of title of games to play, and that's pretty much it.
Well, that's just because you, Brian, are a reasonable man when you choose to be.
No. Listen to me.
Most people are expecting the Wii to change gaming as we see.
Okay,
as long as the price is $250,
right? That's all good and everything else. But to make the assumption that people are looking forward to the Wii think Nintendo can do no wrong would not be the case, and think that they're perfect. That's absolutely not how I feel. There are lots of things that I think Nintendo has done wrong in the past and are doing wrong now with the Wii. I think that Sony's doing a whole lot more things wrong. But
come on, Scott. I mean, come on. Be honest here. Be honest. Start thinking outside of your own head and start seeing what people are doing, what the media is doing, and what everybody's doing on all the forums, including our own. Basically, if Nintendo said right now, you know what? We're not going to call it the Wii anymore. From now on, it's going to be called the Nintendo Fart.
Yeah, so?
Everybody would be going, oh, yeah, that's so cool. It's so visionary.
No, they wouldn't. I thought the Wii was a stupid name, and I still do.
Yes, and now you think it's awesome.
No, I think it sucks. I've never liked that name.
Yeah, and this isn't Sony. And about 5 or 10 minutes ago, you were saying that the Zune was a stupid name.
It is a stupid name.
That is a stupid name.
It's a dumb name. So
see,
is the Wii.
Here's the thing. You see, what I am sick and tired of is people are being totally unobjective with something that doesn't even exist yet.
Well, that's part of the problem, is that nobody's played it, nobody's seen anything. We've seen trailers, we've seen videos that turned out not to be actual renders, we've seen all kinds of things, and that thing's supposed to launch in a month. Hello? People in this day and age need to see a little bit more than that. That's all I'm saying.
Exactly. So what I'm saying is, you know what? Leave it alone. Because in a month, you don't know what's going to happen. I mean, who knows? Maybe the Wii is going to come out, and maybe it's going to suck.
Could be.
I'm not saying it's going to suck, and I don't want it to suck because I'm getting one.
I know. It may suck. Who knows? I may be so sad that day it comes out. I don't know. Maybe.
I mean, but I'm saying maybe it can suck. And just as maybe it can suck, maybe the PS3 can rock. And if it rocks, I mean, I don't know what people are going to do then. I mean,
no,
are they
if it rocks, they'll get it.
Yeah, but are people all over the world going to be able to admit, you know what, we were wrong?
Of course. If their PS3 rocks, of course they will. I can speak for me. If their PS3 rocks, then I'm getting it, then I'll get one.
I mean, we're not talking about you. You're a very reasonable guy. So is Brian. But do you think people around the world are going to go, you know what, we made a mistake, the PS3 rocks? No, people all over the world are going to be saying, oh yeah, I was the only one that supported it. You know how it goes. I mean, come on,
right.
You weren't born
yesterday. You make a point. It's all fine. The unfortunate truth is this. What Sony is doing is probably not that big a deal. But we live in a time where everything is so scrutinized and so real time that they're not helping themselves. Let me put it that way. They say a lot of really stupid things. Their CEO stands up and says really, really stupid things. And
well, you know what? Today, from your site, I tried out the sort of flash version of the Mii.
Yeah, the Mii, the yeah, for the Wii thing. Yeah.
And I tried it out and was like, you know, haha, this was fun, but you know, this is not really that big of a deal.
Well,
you know?
It's not. It's not supposed to be that big of a deal. It's just that, oh, look.
And after about a minute, it wasn't even fun.
Well, yeah. You didn't think you were going to play that more than that when the Wii comes out, right? I mean, that's just supposed to be a silly little thing you do to create your avatar, and that's it. You make a little bald guy with a sweater vest, and you're done.
Why am I not impressed?
Well, you shouldn't be impressed. It's just silly. It's just part of the... It's just something the console does. It's not like it's the... It's not the main selling point of the Wii. At least I hope people don't think that. Maybe they do. I don't know. Who knows?
No. No, you see, that's all good. I mean, that's all good. Now, my real question, what that is leading to is, okay, I mean, maybe it's not exactly how it worked with the PS3 and all that, but why is it that people are able to see it that way and not able to see certain things with the PS3 that way? Like, you know, hey, they just wanted to make a big kiosk. You know, it looks pretty awesome.
Well, I don't
think
most people are complaining about the kiosk. Space. I think it's just me. I think it's just gargantuan.
No, I saw comments on it. Oh, I saw other comments people are, on yeah. different forums, and people are complaining because it's big.
I haven't even seen the
kiosk. They're
not
going to complain because it's big. They're going to complain because it's black. If they're not going to complain because it's black, they're going to complain because it has rounded edges. I mean...
No, it's a valid point. Why is everybody ganging up like that? I don't know. But every console generation has its whipping boy. Last console's generation was Nintendo's, and they got their butts handed to them left and right by everybody, including the press. Same thing happened to Sega, and they went out of the console business. So did NEC. So did anybody else. So did Atari, who was on top at one time. Nintendo was on top. Sony may just not be on top this time, and that's okay. They'll have a generation where they're not on top. And if they are, okay, great, they're on top. But give it to me for a little less than $600 and I'll consider it. That's all. That's all I'm saying. Now,
that's all I'm trying to say.
There's no way to better cap off that very heated argument than talking about how Burger King is making video games. I just wanted to touch on this, okay?
Before you touch on that, you know what? You know the only thing I have to say about your $600 complaint? You people, and by you people, I don't
you
mean
people.
You, Scott, okay?
Yeah.
I don't mean Scott Johnson. I'm talking
he
about
means
you
white people.
Yeah. Yeah, white, you people with
you
hair.
White people, right, right. You people with hair and white skin.
You're going to complain about the price tag, and you're going to buy it anyway.
No, I'm not. Not buying it.
No, again, Scott.
Oh,
not
oh,
you.
Oh, not me
not
specifically.
Scott Johnson.
Okay, okay. No. That's a good. You, a lot of people will, but not. This assumption that everybody will.
Not me. Okay, I already said that.
No, the assumption that everybody will is not. I don't get where you're coming from that. There's so much bad press right now. People are nervous. I'm not. There are a lot of people who are not going to shell out their $600 while they're trying to go to college for their next console to have fun on weekends. Unless they know for sure.
I think you're heavily underestimating people's capacity to spend money they shouldn't be spending.
I think this. I think that from all of what's going on, and I think the fact that Sony responded by such a huge price drop for even launching the thing, I think that says a lot.
Of course it says a lot. And when somebody like Microsoft...
See, I'm not talking about the specific $600 to $450. I'm talking about spending... I mean, I'm talking about people saying, you know what? I can't spend this money. I can't spend this much money, but they spend it anyway.
So why does Sony
wouldn't worry if people were just going to go...
Exactly.
I don't like the price, but they must think, really, this is the truth. They must really believe that people aren't going to spend it because they wouldn't lower the price otherwise. Otherwise, they wouldn't care.
Yeah, they announced it. They would have stuck to it.
They sold freaking CDs for $17.99 a freaking pop at freaking every store in the freaking U.S.
Freaking.
When you can buy DVDs for the same freaking price. But, you know, but they didn't do anything about it until, you know, the rug got pulled out from underneath them and they had to do it.
So that's what's happening here. They have no choice. They will charge us as much as possible.
Yeah, they're feeling the heat.
Unless they feel like they're going to lose. Yeah, if they feel like they're going to lose, they're going
to
come back.
And I don't think they feel like they're going to lose. I just think they have to hedge their bets. And I don't blame them. They have to react to the market, and the market right now is giving them hell. So that's just the bottom line there. Okay, Burger King game, stupid idea, lame, stupid. We're just going to pass right through that because it's
dumb.
It's
not lame or stupid. Dude, that looks awesome. I will look never. At the game shots.
I have a 360.
Are you telling me?
And I am not playing the Burger King
game. Are you telling me you would not want to play the Burger King game where you get to sneak up behind people
as the king?
And surprise as the king and surprise them? This is the gameplay. This is the gameplay mechanics in one of the games. You sneak up behind someone.
I'm playing it. You've convinced me, actually.
It's kind of like a thief thing, you know? You have to sneak up behind them and have some delicious meal for them.
Yeah, who am I kidding? I'm going to do it. I'm going to play it.
I mean, for $4.
I'll report it. Yeah, I'm going to get one. I'll buy the Burger King sneak around game, and I'll tell everybody on the show how it was. I'll even get some sound clips or something stupid from it. But it's very interesting to see somebody market in this way. It's I don't know. It's not like it's new or hasn't happened before, but...
Yeah, McDonald's usually kind of supports this kind of stuff, but
Yeah, it's very weird.
Burger King and Hardee's have got this really weird thing
going on
right now.
We've seen 7-Up do it before.
Yeah, 7-Up. Yeah, and actually, that game, that was actually a pretty good game. That spot game was great. I thought it was a blast.
Yeah, I remember that.
Played it on the Genesis Super NES time, I guess. That was a fun game.
Yeah,
it's actually a pretty good platformer. And at the time, I don't remember thinking about it as marketing. I didn't either. And maybe that's how kids will do this whole Burger King thing. Of course, I was in my 20s, but... You know, maybe my kids will go, oh, Dad, look, it's only $4, and I don't know. We'll see. I'm sure they're going to tell me about it, because they always do.
Oh, yeah.
That's the way it works. All right. I want to wish a happy marriage to one of our fans. His name is also Andrew. And by the way, the reason you haven't heard Andrew is we lost him, and I haven't...
Yes, I can come back online.
Yeah, I haven't seen him on the
list. Actually, he is back online.
Oh, he is?
He's great on
me. I've been IMing you for 20 minutes about it.
Me?
I didn't even see it.
Look at your chat windows.
Was that what that clicky noise was?
I don't use that computer. I'm looking at a different computer. All right, so add him in if you can, if he's on there. Stupid Skype. Jeez, hello. Louise. Oh, hello.
Hello. I completely lost connection. I wasn't even getting a signal from Bright House to the router.
That would explain it.
Andrew, yeah. I have been IMing them for about 20 minutes. Ask them
Are
to look
serious?
At the chat window.
20 minutes.
You see about hundreds.
20 minutes.
Well,
look at your chat window, Scott, and you see about...
I see it started at 11:42, and the last one I got was 11:43.
Yep, same here.
And
2 minutes.
From there to there, I was constantly Control V, Enter, Andrew's back.
You know what? This is damn good radio. All right, let's move on to the crappy movie of the week.
It's time for Extra Life Radio's Crappy Movie of the Week.
And Andrew, now that you're back with us, did I tell everybody? Oh, I wanted to wish a happy marriage to another fan named Andrew, who just got married, and he wanted me to mention on the show, so congratulations.
Why don't you just punch me in the gut, Scott?
I know, it's kind of like bad timing, because Andrew here just kind of ended his relationship with his longtime girlfriend, and it's kind of like the worst thing to do is have another guy named Andrew who just got married.
But, yeah.
Anyway.
Hey, but also, on a good...
I'm gonna drink myself to a stupor tonight, thanks.
On a happy note, though, I believe the O-Man is having himself a birthday tomorrow.
Yeah, happy birthday.
Yes, I am.
28.
Happy birthday, O.
27, actually.
Oh, I think you're making that up. I think you change it. It goes down. I'm just kidding. No, congratulations.
He's like Jonathan Winters in Mork and Mindy, right?
Yeah, exactly. 27's a good age, so enjoy it while you can.
27's a good age. Well, thank you.
Yeah. Because pretty soon it'll be 37.
Well,
and you'll
tell
where it
me,
went.
Scott, what memory do you have from your 27?
My
year?
Favorite time ever was 24 through 27. They were my favorite years. And I was actually married during that time. I don't know. I just loved it. Had a great time. Just a good, good time. Good time.
Does life suck now?
I would say video games were a. I was having the video game time of my life during then. Just
I was having the video game
video,
time
yeah,
of
I know.
My life.
That seems odd, I know.
That's kind of bad.
All right, let's move to our crappy movie of the week. This movie is called What Waits Below. Andrew, do you have a synopsis?
What does wait below?
The synopsis, you know what the movie is a lot like? I don't want to tax the bandwidth by looking up the synopsis, but I read it.
What it's really like is kind of like a
physical. No, what was that movie that just came out in theaters where all the pretty young cave dwellers, they find the albino mutant cave dwellers? Well, remember the movie that just came out where the young group of kids goes
the cave?
Yeah.
You're talking about the cave?
No, not the one with the bats. Not the one with the giant bats. But the one with the albino people.
Wrong.
Was it Spelunking?
No, it wasn't called Spelunking. Although that was a good old game. That was a good old game called Spelunker.
Wasn't it called something like Descent?
Descent, yeah, that's it, Descent.
Something like that.
Descent.
Where it was like they find these albino people.
The girls. The girls go down there.
Yeah, the girls find the albino people. All What Waits Below is an earlier version that came out in 84.
Well, their tagline is, "Underground, no one can see you die," which is awesome. That's a great tagline.
That's kind of like they said, oh, you know what I really like? I like Alien. Can we do something like Alien?
Do something like that.
I know,
let me just throw that
in
there.
A cave.
Yeah, exactly. Well, let's listen to, speaking of caves, let's listen about big caves. This is our first clip.
Caves. Big caves.
I like that.
You know, they've got like the movie takes place in like Central America. And of course, they got to have a guy in the, one of the guys in the group, his name is Hector Lopez.
Hector Lopez. Jeez, could they get any more stereotypes?
Hector Lopez.
That's horrible. This
well,
one...
at least his name is not something like Sancho or something.
Yes.
Sancho. It's also the other name that it's been released under is Secrets of the Phantom Caverns, which I think has a much better ring to it.
Yeah.
And what waits below? Yeah.
Yeah. Sure. And these albino guys.
You can church it up all you want to. The movie still sucks.
It's like they're called Lemurians.
Lemurians?
What the albino people are called. Yeah, they're called Lemurians.
Well, let's talk.
Murlocs?
Yeah.
Albinos?
Let's learn about the. Are there albino
like the
Murlocs?
Like the Farlows of Lamar?
Lamar.
No, not Murlocs.
All praise
it's
Lamar.
Other Murlocs.
Oh, check this out. This is deals with the name of the wolf. I don't even remember what this is, but here it is.
The name's Wolf.
Wolf, as in big bad.
No, as in Wolfson.
As in big bear.
No,
I said
big bad.
Big bad. Oh, okay.
Yeah, it's like.
But what did he answer? What did he answer? As in what?
If Wolfson is his last name, or something like that.
You know, the dialogue sounds like so pained.
Yeah,
like they're
terrible.
Just like. They're saying the lines and going, oh, God, this sucks.
Well, you wonder why this is a crappy movie of the week, and I give you all the evidence you need. This is another great line.
You have all the evidence laid out before you.
This is my favorite 6 seconds I have heard of the film. Here it is.
Electronic circuitry and Stone Age tools. What does this have to do with Leslie and the transmitter?
Again, it makes no sense. I don't get it.
You know...
We don't know either.
No, nope.
That's got to be you've got to keep that as a tagline to like play at the beginning of the show or something.
Yeah, I like that one. I do that occasionally. I'll save those and use those as bumpers, as we did last week with that guy and the perfect smile and the naked babies and all that. Whatever
yeah.
That was.
That was hilarious. That was
but you know, things. You took away when whoever the old dude yelled at him after saying that, and that was like the best part.
Oh, you do listen to the show. I'm just teasing. I'm teasing.
You know, you are. You have no.
Oh,
right.
Wait a minute. Yeah, I know. You have no rights, Scott. You're the one that me and Brian will be talking about something on Obsidian site, and you're like, "What are you guys talking about?"
I have no right, but I do have a right to say this is the end of the show. Holy crap! Let me tell you guys something. This is 59 minutes of an Extra Life radio show. It took us 2 hours to make it because of all these problems. So I hope you know what we are willing to do for you, the fans. If you'd like to do something for us, try calling us on the crap line. That number's 206-203-CRAP. That's C-R-A-P at the end there, if you don't know how to spell, if you're challenged that way. If you'd like to be part of the program via email, and you can also send audio files to email as well, you can send that to myextralife@gmail.com and check out myextralife.com for the comic 3 days a week, for the blog, for the message boards, and for all the fun that can be had over there. And we'll see you next week on show 109.
Previously on Extra Life Radio.
Neener, neener, knee. Oh, poof, out of nowhere, we're fighting somebody. My character's name is now Breasty McBoobyfest, and I can shoot lasers out of my nipples.
Keep on chasing that rainbow.
Sometimes it's things about Lowe's, and other times about cabbage.
Good news for all you rational people of the world. Mommy and Daddy are playing camping. That's why your bed looks like a tent.
Let's go ahead and apply it to actual living people in a country called France. I'm being fingered again, as it were.
Yes, I would like one unattached to another scanner, please.
I got that kid still, remember? You know, I didn't even have to...
Someone two PCs with it.
Is it Wacom or Wacom?
No, in the sense that they belong to somebody else.
This is what I gotta say.
Beep, burp, okay. Poop. Those are great sounds. Okay.
Dude, this is back in the day.
But I got to give you guys, like, plugs.
It's all about the relationship between man and technology.
Laser nipples fail, votes 3-2. Yeah. Motion not carried.
Ha ha, make fun of the Colombian. Ha ha. Hey, everybody, quick moment of time we're going to take out to talk to our good friend and a good buddy to the show. This is Len from Jawbone Radio. Len, hello.
Hello, Scott. How are you doing?
I'm well. Welcome to the program.
Well, thank you very much. It's good to have. It's good to be on Extra Life Radio.
Yeah, well, let's just do this as formally as humanly as possible.
Yes, I'm a big fan of your. I'm a big fan of your show, and I've listened for years and years.
I've heard all the archives. Those who are in the know and those who have listened to Extra Life Radio for a long, long time know that Len has actually guested on the show a number of times. I would say a good 3, maybe 4 times.
I think it's been a couple times.
Yeah, each of those were memorable, I believe, and so he's actually there's quite a few requests now and again that if we ever have an open chair, that the guy we should bring in to fill that chair would be Len.
And well, so, I'm flattered.
You Thank should you. Be, and I'm fatter, which is true. They weighed me at the doctor today. I'm 8 pounds more than I wanted to be at this point. So good times.
Well, good. That means you're healthy. Right?
Something like that. That and the bronchitis. You can never tell. So you're back from the big podcast and Portable Media Expo in Ontario, California. That was last Thursday through Sunday. Through Sunday. You came back Monday. Give us a synopsis of what you felt about the whole joint and what did we miss? What did Extra Life Radio miss?
Well, here's the deal. We just finished recording a show of Jawbone Radio where we have our little stories. Nora and I share some stories about the Portable Media Expo, so you can hear a little more in depth. But what I'll say, Scott, is that I think both Nora and I are in agreement that you were sorely missed at
sorely.
The expo.
Wow, sorely missed.
Yes. There was a big vacant spot at the tripod booth, and also just in general at the expo.
A vacuum, if you will. I see.
A vacuum that needed, you know. Well, here's the thing. When I found out that one of the keynote speakers on Friday morning, Ronald Moore, from the executive producer of Battlestar Galactica.
Oh, yeah, Ron Moore.
I thought Scott would just be kicking himself right now.
Yep. I'd forgotten he was one of the two main keynotes. That fell out of my radar. That may have changed my mind.
And you know, and I was just like, oh, you know, you should have been there. And there were some other podcasters I would have liked to have seen, like Rico from Treks and Sci-Fi would have been nice to have met.
Yeah.
But for the most part, there are a lot of people there that you know, I was really excited to meet a lot of tripodders, a lot of other people that I've been fans of their show for a real long time and been able to watch them. And, you know, Scott, you know, privately we've had conversations about going to the podcast Portable Media Expo. And one of the things that we have kind of talked about is that, well, you know, it's going to be a bunch of podcasters just talking to podcasters. And, you know, it's really just
slapping
kind of like
each other on the back and, hey, how's it going? And, right, I got it.
It's just a podcasting type event. But you know what?
Sure.
After going to the one this year, I have to say it transcends that. It's a little bit more than that. And what I would venture to say is that if Scott, if you had said to your listeners that, you know, Scott Johnson from Extra Life Radio is going to be at the Portable Podcast and Portable Media Expo, I think, you know, and your listeners can correct me if I'm wrong, I think your listeners would definitely make a trip out there to see you. So it would become almost like a listener type event. You know, people traveling from, you know, you have listeners all over the world, Scott.
Sure.
I'm sure there's people all over the California area or right around that area, or people that would even be willing to make the trip in just to meet you.
Just to meet me.
So I think I'm almost willing to bet that because there are people there. I mean, I think this year there are a lot more listeners, I understand, than last year. So
I just would be worried that it would be a whole lot of who the hell are yous as I walked around there. So I maybe not.
I was expecting that, but you know what though, it was very pleasantly surprised. I mean, there are people. We had several times that people came up to both Nora and I independently or together and said that they're big fans of the show, and that kind of always takes you back a little bit because you forget that people are actually listening.
Yeah, that'll throw you off just a tad. Well, I'm thrilled, by the way, that it went so well, that there were so many more attendees, and I am here officially saying on the air, so people can hold me to it, I am going to next year's Podcast Expo.
Scott, you will, if you're going to be there next year, we are going to make every effort to be there and link arms with you, man.
Because
I'm telling you, there were moments during this weekend that I thought, dang, you know, Scott, if Scott were here, he'd be, there'd be something, dude, that'd be kind of cool. Yeah. I just think you would have had just such a good time. We would have had like a blast. Yeah.
And by the sounds of things, I would have been one of the few sober people that hung around. So that's
yeah. There was a lot of people who were inebriated, and
Scott,
you know,
Fletcher one.
yeah. Did you talk to Fletcher?
I have not talked to Fletcher yet. I hope to, but I did. Clinton mentioned it to me in an email, and you also told me that, and I thought, boy, his reputation precedes him at these shows. So.
The only way I know that Scott was actually in attendance at the conference was that his photos would upload themselves to his Flickr account.
Yes.
So I know that he was there and hanging around, but I, you know, for the life of me, I did not see him at all during the, except for Thursday night.
I was impressed with his Flickr activity despite his inebriated state. That was pretty impressive.
Oh man, and he pretty much blogged the entire, you know, expo right on his blog there. Just, you know,
oh, no question.
Play by play, and yeah, it was interesting. Yeah, Scott Fletcher was an interesting guy to meet.
He's a king of all media, really. He's the Howard Stern of our day.
He is the king of all media.
I guess Howard Stern would say that he is the Howard Stern of our day, but anyway. Well, I think that's totally cool. I'm anxious to hear the show where you and Nora go into some serious detail, and folks can find that at jawboneradio.com. Is that correct?
That is correct.
All right. And you guys, seriously, go there, get the show. If you aren't already subscribed to the Jawbone Radio Show, you need to be. It's one of the ones I look forward to every week. And if only to listen to Len's Nora compare to the sensible. And what do they say? Len's Nora?
I don't know what you're saying, Scott.
Len's nerd to Nora's sensible side. That's what I meant to say. Not, well, Len's Nora to the crap
of
the show.
If I can give a little plug for the show features a little side story. We don't go in huge depth, but there is a story about Nora meeting the infamous soccer girl.
And, I would like to hear that.
It's a cool story.
Really cool. That will go down in the annals of podcasting history as another as an interesting experience. Well, very cool. Well, Len, thanks for popping in. It's been a fun few minutes to chat with you on this. I can't wait to have you on the show again, and I'm sure we'll do that real soon.
Absolutely, man. Anytime.
Right. We'll see you later.
Hey, it's the Keck here. I just have a question to ask Obsidian. Oh, how come you never bust out random lyrics to songs anymore? I think we all miss that. Anyway, here I go again on my own, going down the only road I've ever known.
Hey guys, last show you guys were talking about why swords and Final Fantasy were so big. Well, if you think about it, I don't know, maybe this is a conversation with someone else. Alright, see ya.
You know you've been playing too much Big Brain Academy or Brain Age on the DS when somebody drops their papers all on the floor and you start to sort them and say, I win! I win! Was that enough time?
Hey, Scott and the gang. This is Octiris from the forums. I had a question for Ask the Colombian. Hey, I was surfing around on your site the other day, and I noticed your birthday is tomorrow. Happy birthday, man. What are you going to do to celebrate this joyous event?
Hey, this is Endless Infinity from the forums. I just figured I'd phone in and let you guys know. I'm in a hotel in Vancouver, BC, right now, and right across from me is Bridge Studios, where they just so happen, I believe, they film Stargate SG-1 and Stargate Atlantis, and also Dead Like Me. And I just figured that might be interesting. So thanks for the podcast, and keep it up.
Pat Johnson, this is Len. And Nora from Jawbone Radio. We're at the Portal Media Expo having breakfast, and we're just lamenting the fact that you aren't here for us to have breakfast with you. You're sorely absent, and Scott Fletcher got really drunk last night and was lamenting the fact that you weren't here. Here's Nora's take on the whole situation.
Scott? This is Nora with Jawbone Radio, but for the duration of this conference, I will be wearing a label that says Nora from Extra Life Radio, and I'll be misrepresenting you and your program. God bless. Bye.
Bye. You're there. This is Boomy McGee. I'm calling because you didn't mention the most important game of all time. Fallout. You're.
Speaking of good movie endings, wow, 7 was great. I mean, just look at the graphics.
Hey, have you noticed that every member of the Extra Life Radio crew, cast, whatever,
has their own, like, trigger word or whatever. So, Brian, Riptide, Obsidian, Dean Cain, Andrew, Cabbage, or sometimes Lowe's. Scott, you have several. Poop, Turd, Present, Dropping, Excrement, Bile. I can't think of any more. Scott, help me out. I know you're an expert at these things.
Oh my god, oh my god, that'll suck electric on Friday. That means it's 3 days, 3 days, 72 hours, 72 hours. Oh my god, oh my god. So, last time on Battlestar Galactica. Oh my god!
Gentlemen, this is Jack from Auburn, Maine. I'm a huge fan of your show. I'm a huge fan of your individual webcomics. Those of you that actually have webcomics. Andrew, I'm looking at you. Don't you want to be cool like the other kids? Come on, give in to the peer pressure. Get your own strip. Anyway, just got done listening to episode 107, Role Play This, where you took on the controversial nerd issues of role-playing games, tabletop versus video games. And I'd like to state, for the record,
Mr. Johnson, you're wrong. Here's why.
Now, I could never speak for the Columbian. I could never presume that I could speak for the Columbian. But what I believe Obsidian was trying to relate to you, Mr. Johnson, is that tabletop role-playing games are far more expansive than even the most open-ended video role-playing game. And here's how. Let's just talk about Fable for a moment. There's a certain level in Fable where you get captured by the guards, you get thrown into jail, all your gear gets taken from you, and the only way to get out of jail is to win the damn foot race and go to the warden's office, listen to his stupid poetry while you sneak around and try to find the damn code or the key to get the hell out of the jail. And that's the only way to escape. That's it. There's no other ways. There's nothing else you can do in that entire game that will result in freeing your character. That's it. And that right there is my main issue with video role-playing games. They're very binary. By their nature, they're very binary. It's all ones and zeros, yeses and nos, blacks and whites, and that's it. You go to point A, you do task B, you receive item C, you bring it back to point D, and then you get your new mission A, and you keep doing it over and over again. It's not really role-playing, it's a video game. And besides, let's face it, role-playing games, in general, are a fairly geek-like activity. I'm a geek. I love role-playing games. But a tabletop role-playing game is far more sociable than a computer role-playing game. You know, tabletop role-playing games, you're gathered together with maybe five of your friends, sitting around a table, trading insults, telling jokes, eating pizza, slinging dice, and maybe, if you're lucky, telling a really good story. And no matter how advanced the graphics are, there's nothing that can replace or even simulate an experience like that. Anyway, huge fan of the show, love your individual webcomics, and I'll continue listening. Gentlemen, I salute you.
Hey there, Scott and the gang. This is Tacos again. Yep, the one who called in about the French horn business. See, now the thing is, I'm going to have to retract that entire call. Do you know why? Because the other day, my friend who plays the French horn, like I play a different instrument in band, or whatever, he came up to me, and he actually said to me, he didn't say Tacos, he said my real name, but he's like, Tacos, there's something you have to know, and like, he actually took me aside, and like, told me, he's gay. I'm not joking, he plays the French horn, and he's gay. I'm like, holy crap, the first thing that went through my mind is, oh, when Scott and Obsidian and Brian and all you guys, oh yeah, Andrew, I thought you were dead, no, never mind. When all you guys hear this, you guys are gonna laugh, and sorry, I just had to say that. So, I think I'm gonna start saying it now too, gay as a French horn, my goodness. Even though I still think the French horn is a pretty awesome instrument, I no longer take offense to the whole gay as a French horn thing, because, oh man, he's gay. Oh, this is too funny. Alright, see you guys later. Hope you guys have a great show.
Hey, Extra Life, this is Chris in Tennessee. I had a question for Ask Obsidian. In about the last 10 minutes of Dane Cook's stand-up routine on HBO, he makes two references to combining video games with sex. A little too explicit for your PG-13 rating, but pretty funny stuff. I was wondering, Obsidian, as being the member of the Extra Life team who seems to have an unnatural preoccupation with sex, do you ever combine sex and video games?
After Andrew missed the last ELR show, I was curious of where he did go. So, my friend George Stewart and I went on a journey to find him, and we eventually stumbled upon him in Guanamonte.
The guy wasn't showing much enthusiasm selling his wares.
Hi!
You wanna buy something?
No, not really.
I got cabbages. Buy a cabbage, senor.
I don't think so. I didn't come all this way to buy vegetables.
Buy a cabbage. I'll give you a discount on both purchases.
I'm not into cabbages.
The Tripod Network. What's on?